Members of the staff of the city of Bartlesville, let's see, three engineers and a refuse guy. I don't know what's going on.
Good. Yeah, we have you surrounded today.
Terry Lauritsen, are you the host for this program?
I am the host today. We have our JV squad, at least on the hosting duties. But we have with us Micah Seemers, who's our director of engineering, and then Keith Henry, who's the director of public works. So, good morning.
Good morning. It is a good day in the neighborhood, and a few announcements to run through this morning before we get into the meat of the program, right?
We do. We have a couple of events and opportunities for the citizens to participate in some activities here, but the first one is this Wednesday at noon, the Design Review Committee for the Tower Center project is meeting. So if you have an interest in the Tower Center project and its current status, that would probably be a good meeting to attend, but it's in the first floor conference room of City Hall.
Okay.
And it's again noon on this Wednesday.
If enough people show up, I assume you'll move next door to the council chambers?
Yep, we certainly can if we get enough people that participate in the meeting. So kind of staying on the Tower Center theme, we do have the groundbreaking this Friday for the Tower Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 11:30 on March 29th.
Expecting Lieutenant Governor and a few other fun folks to turn over a shovel of dirt.
Yeah, we'll have quite a few dignitaries there, and it's really an exciting time for the official kickoff of that project. So there's been work ongoing for getting some stormwater and wastewater facilities out of the way. And so this will be the official kickoff of that project.
And I know those sewer projects are going on simultaneously, but they are linked in that they have to get done at the same time. It's not really part of the project, right?
That's right. It's really a separate project, but we need to get that in place before we start construction on the Tower Center. So it's just one of the things we're trying to do to help facilitate the operation and the opening of that project, hopefully later this year.
Sewer problems have been a problem in that area. I'm trying to think even in the past, some flooding of the basement of the Price Tower, and probably water invading into the community center, or I assume just because it's adjacent. But
yeah, the Price Center or the Price Tower has had kind of the bulk of the issues, but that was actually approved by voters in 2013. So mm-hmm. as a project that's been on the books for quite some time, with sales tax, it's different in the sense that council allocates funding each fiscal year for the project. So that project was allocated last year for construction as far as the funding for it. And it's a fairly complicated project. There's a lot of utilities that are underground and takes a lot of coordination. So it's getting ready to roll out, and we were able to expedite a phase of it to facilitate the Tower Center project. So what we're looking forward to it. It's a lot of improvements. With improvements, there's some there's just disturbance and different things that have to take place to facilitate that, and that's the stage that we're at least in this area.
Okay, sounds good. Other items that are coming up in the near future?
Well, we have Operation Clean House, which is on April 13th. So this is an annual event that is hosted and really done in two locations. It's at the Phillips parking lot and the Washington County District 2 barn, which is in Dewey. But they are taking any hazardous household waste for recycling and disposal. So it's a free event. It's between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. At those two locations. And so they will take just about anything except ammunition, biohazardous waste, commercially generated waste, dioxins, explosives, household batteries, latex paints, pressurized gas cylinders, radioactive waste, unknowns, as well as trash and water reactive chemicals. So if you have anything besides those type of items, then you can dispose of it at those two locations, which is the Phillips parking lot and the Washington County District 2 barn, which is in Dewey. So again, that's going to be on April 13th, so just a few weeks away for that.
So if you can't give it to Keith Henry, then you can give it to these people. But if you do give it to Keith Henry, then these people don't want it.
This is their opportunity. Charlie, I frequently get calls, what do I do with this material? And this is the opportunity to get out there and to get it disposed of and take advantage of it.
So you can take the latex paint anytime if we do a couple of things right.
Latex paints, if it's dried out, take the lid off of it or spread it out on some plastic and let it dry out. We'll take it in your regular refuse collection. Yes, sir.
And some of those other things that I'm sure, just probably, I guess, even with you or with this event, if the donor doesn't know what it is, you probably don't want it.
We don't want it. If they don't want what it is, we can't take it. Yes, sir.
Okay. It just makes good sense to me, but it's kind of like sometimes the simplest things, I just want to get rid of it. I don't care where it goes. I just want to get rid of it, and we'll give it to you. But again, if I don't know what it is, then
We can't take it, yeah, because we don't know what it is either, and we don't have the testing abilities to do that, so we can't take those materials.
Yeah. This is a nice partnership. I know the sign says 30 years. It has been going on for 30 years, but the first few years we didn't do it every year. So it's not the 30th time we've done it, but it's been going on for 30 years. Well, it's a long time.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event. There's a lot of sponsors and a lot of people that help with that to really make that all work. So I won't really go through all the sponsors there with you, but it is a community effort to host that. And we're appreciative of Phillips and some of our larger sponsors for that, and especially the Dewey Barn and those locations that host where the disposal takes place. So a wonderful event, and it's an opportunity for people to get rid of some things that normally would be difficult to get rid of.
Keith, you're kind of a refuse guy. Why is it that we have to have the Freon taken out of the refrigerators before we turn those in?
Do you know? Well, I mean, we all want to be environmentally friendly, so we don't release those gases out into the atmosphere, so you need a professional to come evacuate those systems so they can be properly disposed of.
Okay. That makes good sense, but it's always nice to get that information out there to folks. And when you think about it, it's kind of a common sense reminder, but sometimes common sense isn't that common. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, and then another event kind of sticking with Keith here is on May 6th through 10th, we are collecting or receiving the free leaf and grass collection. Had a tough time saying that. So it's really during the week of May 6th through 10th. We will accept grass and leaf clippings that there's no limit. There's no requirement as far as stickers. It can be in a clear colored bag. So you just put your bags out during your normal refuse day, and Keith's guys will come by and pick that up. So, again, it's limited to leaf and grass collection, not glass, but grass collection.
Glass goes someplace else.
Glass goes someplace else. And so we don't want any refuse. So if you are putting refuse that's outside of the poly cart, it does require the red sticker to facilitate that. So again, it's May 6th through 10th, and then it's the free leaf and grass collection, and there's no limit, and there's no requirement for stickers.
We will also take Charlie bundles. So if you got tree limbs, smaller tree limbs, we're not going to take tree trunks. But if you had limbs in your yard and you want to bundle that material up into lengths of 4 foot and bundle them up in no more than 50-pound weight. You can put those out also, and we'll collect those at the curbside.
Okay. I guess if it's in bags, you're probably going to assume it's leaves and grass as opposed to other household stuff.
We're not going to just inspect every bag, but obviously if we see it's refuge, we're going to leave it there. We're not going to take it. It's pretty obvious usually when the guys pull up. We typically will have a separate truck collect this also. So if our automated truck comes by on your normal day and dumps your poly cart and empties your trash and you go, hey, they didn't get my leaves, well, more than likely we've got another truck coming around to pick that material up. So, down the road, if we haven't gotten it by the end of the day, give us a call. We'll make a point to come back out and get it. But again, it'll probably be a separate truck that comes by at a different time and picks those materials up.
I guess it's possible that truck could come by before the poly cart truck, so have it out early.
Absolutely. Need it out on 6 o'clock morning of collection, just like they do their normal trash pickup. And again, no guaranteed time, but we'll be by sometime during the day.
Sounds like a good idea. This is like the third time in a 12-month period that you will have done this, right?
We do. We usually offer this program just once in the spring. And then in the past, we've been doing a fall collection a couple times. I think November, and then later on December, somewhere in that line, we offer that program twice. People are scalping their yards and doing leaf collection. And we're going to visit a little bit later about survey, but currently we offer this program three times a year.
Okay. Thank you so much for what you do. It's a great service for folks because I think the spring one, frequently that is the scalp the yard time and a lot of things that would normally maybe get mulched or otherwise not go in a bag are probably going to go in a bag in the spring.
Absolutely. This is a free program as far as to the citizens at the time of a collection. Doesn't cost them anything. Now, it does cost them as a taxpayer. It goes to the landfill, and we still pay for it. But saying that, the landfill's privately owned. We contract with the landfill, but I can tell you, as an individual, you go out there, I believe it's right around $40 to drive in the gate. So if you had one bag of leaves and you took it to the landfill, it'd cost you $40. So this is a free program, but we also do have the sticker program that we offer along with this, it's all year long, and it's a dollar a bag, so that's still a pretty good opportunity if you want to dispose of your materials for a dollar a bag. We'll come to your house and pick it up versus going to the landfill with one bag costing you $40. So good opportunity for the citizens to take advantage of this program.
Speaking of that $40 trip, unless, of course, you've already used that thing that came in your water bill, that one-time trip is still available too.
Yes, we are. We'll go ahead and mention that. The coupons, we do a residential cleanup coupon. We're doing it annually now, so we're just offering one coupon dated the 1st of 2019. We actually didn't get the coupons out till a little later than that, but everyone should have a coupon now. You should have received that coupon in your water bill. If for some reason you haven't gotten one, give us a call downtown at the billing office, and we'll check the records and make sure that everything's correct, but we can get you one. But again, you should have had one by now, and that is good through the end of the year. So the coupon runs through December the 31st of 2019. Basically all the items that Terry mentioned earlier, of course, the landfill doesn't take those either. So if it's some kind of pollutants, tires, batteries, they're not going to take those. But larger yard waste, trees, we don't take entire trees, but if you've got limbs or just debris you're cleaning up, it's not for tearing your house down, take the house out there, or cutting an entire tree down. It's for cleaning your, it's really the program's designed, Charlie, to make Bartlesville look nicer, clean up those items that you typically can't put out in your refuge, an old hot water tank, a couch, something that you've come across through the year that you need to dispose of. This is your opportunity that you can load those up in your truck and haul them out to the landfill, and it won't cost you anything.
Sounds like a good service to the public, and I guess we'll talk more about that survey later on.
Well, we're going to just dive right into it, Charlie.
Okay.
So we have been looking at some, there was always a lot of interest in recycling. And so Keith has taken an effort along with council to kind of look at the sanitation and do a survey. And so Keith, kind of update us on where we're at.
Okay. The council did approve a contract with a company called New Generation Solutions. They're a consulting firm that does research and deals frequently with these type of issues. And what the survey that we're going to have out shortly, we have it in hand right now. We're actually reviewing it. Looks like it's going to have about a dozen questions on the survey. As Terry mentioned, a lot of it is brought up with recycling. Recycling, of course, as everybody knows, is a huge deal now. It's a great deal to keep our environment clean. So it's wanted by a lot of people, but there's a large expense that comes with that. Currently, we offer a drop-off site at 10th and Virginia, and most of the people that are recycling now, they frequently use that. What we're looking at in the survey is to see what kind of services our residents want, our citizens want, and what they'd be willing to pay for. So do they like what we have? Would they like to expand to a curbside collection program? And if so, you know, how much would they be willing to pay for those programs? As bad as we hate it, everything comes with a cost. So everything we do extra, we mentioned our leaf pickup, our coupon program, even the coupon program, I think last year, with just issuing one coupon a year, we were like at an additional $25,000 that was a cost to the city, to the taxpayers, to operate that program. Our recycling center right now currently operates in the red anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 that it costs the city of Bartlesville, cost the taxpayers to transport and haul that material. So there's a large expense with that. Curbside programs and other things, there's more of an expense with it. So typically, City of Tulsa has a curbside program, and it's a program that basically you have to pay for, but you don't have to participate for. In other words, the cost is shared by all the residents. And so we're interested in looking into the survey and seeing what the citizens here in Bartlesville would like to see happen. Along with that, there's other questions in the survey about our coupon program, our curbside collection programs on the leaf collection, and yard disposal is a big topic. I get questions at time from, do we have a green waste disposable site? What do we do with those materials? We currently do not. We've looked into the program. Again, pretty large expense with having a mulching machine, and what do you do with those materials? So that's one of the questions I believe that'll be on the survey. Are you interested in that? And if so, how much are you willing to pay additional a month for it? Are you willing to pay for it? So the survey will address most of those issues. We have the survey again in hand right now. We're reviewing it. We expect to have the survey out probably in a month. What we're probably going to do is have information on your water bill that'll have a website that you can go to and take the survey electronically. City Beat and the city's website, cityofbartlesville.org, the survey will be posted on there, or there'll be a link to it. And as a citizen, you'll be able to go to that website, take the survey, and then we'll do a poll of all those, and down the road we'll get that information out there, what the survey told us, and go from there.
And I know we've talked about this before, but I just try to get the message out again. There are what I'll call safeguards in there so that people don't have the opportunity to stuff the ballot box either for or against a particular item, because you're basically capturing IP addresses.
We are, and we're thinking we're going to use SurveyMonkey to actually generate the data
and survey it. Yeah.
And so there'll be safeguards in place, yeah, that somebody doesn't go in there and vote 10,000 times or fill out the survey. And again, we're hoping to get a good turnout on the survey itself so we can get an accurate description or, you know, idea of what people are wanting out there. So we'll do some advertising once the survey is actually out there, again, on the water bill and the media, and probably with the radio here, we'll let people know that it's out there and try to get out people out there and fill those surveys out so we can get that information back to us.
Okay. And then decisions, of course, made by the elected leadership of the city.
Absolutely. We'll go to council with it. If we find, you know, we want additional funding or what's going there, ultimately it'll go to the council and try to make some decisions on where we want to go in the future.
Well, there are options, and I don't know what's out there, but I know that in the past you've collectively have talked about things like, would people want an opportunity where they could call in and say, I got a big item for you to come pick up, and the city would say, okay, flat fee of, and I'm pulling this out of the air fictitiously, I don't know what it would be, we'll come get it for $65.
Right. Absolutely. That's on the survey, a bulky waste pickup system. That'll be one of the questions they'll have on there. We've talked about implementing that program in the past, and, you know, probably what we would do, we normally pick up, or we do pick up residential trash just on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So Wednesday's what I call my off day. I run a couple commercial trucks, but more than likely we would schedule those bulky waste pickups on the Wednesday. So once a week you'd call in, we'd have it scheduled, we'd come by your house, like you say, for a fee. I'd like to see $65, but I'm sure it wouldn't be near that much. It'd be a lot smaller than that. I mean, we've looked into it somewhat, and, you know, they're from $10 to $20 typically. But there again, that hot water tank, if you don't want to haul it to the landfill, this would be an opportunity. If we had a program like that, you'd call. One of my staff members would come by, load that up, and we'd dispose of it for you.
Okay. Well, it's something that people can look forward to on that survey.
Well, it is. And just like Ed Gordon would used to say, this is your city as far as the citizens. And so this will be an opportunity for you to participate to help formulate the policy and potentially the program that can be implemented for that. So the survey is going to be very important, and I'm sure that council will have some opportunities at their meetings for citizens to come and voice their opinions or to provide their thoughts on these items. So a lot of interesting things that are being looked at, and we'll see kind of what the results provide for us. And obviously then council will set a direction based on that. So again, a lot of interesting things, and we'll be communicating with everybody soon as far as the opportunity to provide that feedback for us. And we'll make announcements and do so when that time is ready for us to move forward.
Okay. And you brought Micah along for something.
Well, we did. We brought Micah to kind of be our showstopper.
Okay.
So we have about 10 minutes for you, Micah, to run through every project that we have in town. As Jim Bonsack would say, the nearest distance or nearest route between two points is under construction, and so I think that's somewhat.
Is that the way it's going to be this summer?
Well, it will be. It will be. It kind of is right now. We actually have quite a few things going on right now, and a whole lot more projects in the works for sure. Did want to touch base on a couple of the street projects we got going right now. So, for those of you who are living in the Johnstone area between 14th and 17th, that project actually had shut down for a while. We actually fired that back up, so there may be some confusion there. But the contractor was complete with the work that they were contracted for. When we did the final inspection, there were some cracks in some of the concrete that they did pour. So they're coming back in there. They're replacing that on their dime. And then while they're in there, there are actually a few additional areas of concrete that has some cracks that we really didn't address with the initial project. And we're going to go ahead and try to get that addressed now. So that work is ongoing right now. I think they finished up the block between 14th and 15th. The 1400 block there, they wrapped up last week. Again, it'll take some time for the concrete to cure, so we're talking 7 to 10 days on that before they get that open back up. But they've moved on now to the 1500 block between 15th and 16th. And again, this whole process should take somewhere around 3 or 4 weeks to get that completed. So just want to give people a heads up again, that work is ongoing, again, on Johnstone between 14th and 17th, and we'll get that wrapped up as soon as we can. And then we've got Price Road going. That's the one that everybody loves, I think. I think even the pastor at church was complaining about it in multiple different sermons, so I'm taking kind of a beating on that even at church. So
I didn't realize road construction was so sinful, but anyway.
Exactly. So we do have Price Road ongoing. They have they've wrapped up all the concrete repairs on the eastbound lanes, and they have just last week they transferred over to the westbound lanes. So eastbound traffic now is open completely. Westbound is now shut down. So they're going to do the same thing on that. They're going to go through and replace broken concrete panels. Some of the actual joints between each panel, they're replacing those completely. We were going to do just some reinforcing at those areas, but some of them are in bad enough shape that we're just going to go ahead and replace them completely. So they're going to be doing that work now on westbound. It'll probably take a similar time frame as the eastbound did, so you're looking at probably about a month and a half to 2 months probably for the westbound portion of this work. They're going to do the asphalt shoulders, again, like they did on eastbound. And then once they wrap that up going westbound, they'll kind of go back, work back to the east again with what they call a dowel joint retrofit. So we're going to go in and we're going to saw cut essentially at each joint, and we're going to add some reinforcing steel because there was no reinforcing when that was built originally. And so they'll kind of, at that point, will be sort of like laying asphalt. They'll use Flagman. It won't be shut down completely while they're doing the saw cutting. And so it's going to be a process. And once they get done with that, when everything, all the concrete work is done, they'll go through and they'll actually mill off just a small portion of that top surface to make it nice and smooth. So this is going to be very similar to what we've seen on some of the state highways down in the Tulsa area and whatnot. This is more of kind of a highway type project scope. So we do have some more time on this project, so bear with us. But now, again, we switch it over to eastbound. Westbound is shut down for the next month and a half or so.
Okay.
So that's the Price Road project. We also have Palmetto starting actually today. KSL Dirtworks was awarded the contract on that. This is between Sooner and Virginia in Oak Park. They actually are fired up today, mobilizing in, bringing some equipment in. They'll start doing some saw cutting. Again, it's a concrete panel replacement project. So we're basically going in and replacing broken portions of concrete. And so, again, we've got probably about 2 months on that project as well for construction. So that's getting going today. Mountain Road, we still got going. I know all the Circle Mountain residents are probably ready for that one to be done since we have had that main drive shut down for them. I think they've actually been moving barricades and using that anyway. But
they wouldn't do that.
But if you can, avoid that area. Again, we've got Mountain Road. We actually started laying asphalt last Friday. They did what we call a level up. So when we milled everything off, there were some rough places. We went in and put a small amount of asphalt in those to kind of smooth things out. And then today they should be laying actually the top coat. Be getting that wrapped up today and tomorrow most likely. And then really to kind of round out the project, we'll do some centerline striping on that. And so we should hopefully be done on that here in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
Get that project wrapped up. We just received bids on 16th and Stonewall, another concrete replacement project. So Stonewall from Highway 75 to essentially about a quarter mile to the west. We've got concrete work that we're going to be doing there. And then we lumped that project with one over by the high school on 16th, a portion of all 16th between essentially Hillcrest and Shawnee.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty rough shape. That's just almost a complete rebuild on that. And then a little bit of work on Shawnee. There's some concrete on Shawnee we're going to replace as part of that as well. So that one will start likely when school gets out. We'll probably start on Stonewall quicker, but the portion by 16th, we'll get that started after school is out, and we'll hopefully get that then done before school starts again.
Okay, so that is a major route for the students. So
it is, yeah. It's a busy area, so we're going to do that during the summer when there's minimal traffic through there, and it's in front of Lisa Beeman's house. Even I think that was really the reason this was
probably done.
Our community development director. Really? No, not really. I'm joking.
Yeah,
we could say some things, but Lisa's a good people, so we probably won't.
Yeah.
That's not actually what happened there. This is a project that we planned independently of Lisa, so. But so we've got that one getting ready to start up, getting ready to fire up. We'll award that actually April 1st. And then the other projects you've probably seen around town, we've got the parking lot that we're constructing by Johnstone Park.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be located between the kiddie park and the new pavilion that we constructed a couple years ago. So that'll be good. It'll add about 30 parking spaces in that area. We're about 80% complete on the construction there. It's a little bit of a slow start getting that one going, but we are going to get that wrapped up here pretty quickly. So we've got that project going, and that's actually coupled with another project for some work at the kiddie park. We're going to install some new fence on that property. Be new chain link fence on the west half of it, and on the east half, which is more the face of the park, if you will, we're going to do some wrought iron decorative fence on that. We'll do a nice new decorative entryway that they currently don't have. Be lighted there. Has actually a kind of a rendering of a roller coaster through there on kind of built into the gateway. So it'll be a nice little addition there. And as part of that project, we're also going to reconstruct the road essentially through there, which I guess is officially Cherokee, back into the park. And we'll tie into where that ring road is for Johnstone Park, further into the park. So we're going to reconstruct that, do some restriping. We'll also extend Pathfinder from its current trailhead there at the Canyon River Bridge, and we'll extend that on into the park. So we're utilizing some Pathfinder funds, some roadway funds, and also then the Kitty Park project that was actually approved as part of the last GO bond election. So nice project that we've got there that's ongoing construction. We're going to try to get that wrapped up hopefully by the 1st of May. The Kitty Park fires up, I guess, full speed about the middle of May.
Right.
I think they start weekends there. I think that last weekend in April, maybe first weekend in May. So there may be a little bit of overlap there, but we're going to try to get that wrapped up before really their main part of their season. So got that one going. The golf course bunker project, another 2018 GO bond election project. That'll actually start later this week. The contract will start mobilizing in. They're essentially going to replace all the sand in the greenside bunkers at Adams Golf Course. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure when they did that last. I think in-house we replaced some of that. But basically those have to drain properly. When we get rain, they wash out easily. And so we're going to do a project to kind of hopefully make it last better. We'll have some liners involved, some sub-drains involved, and new sand. We actually, the contractor has donated some services to allow for a better liner project than we bid out so that we can facilitate some nice crushed quartz white sand. So it's going to look real pretty. Be a lot prettier than the tan sand, I guess, they have now. So that project's getting ready to start this week. Hopefully it'll be wrapped up in about 30 days. And then we've got one other kind of, I'd say, an exciting project. It's been a while in the making, and it's the Police and Fire Memorial. Mm-hmm. So there used to be a police memorial located by the police station that we demolished there at the end of Johnstone in Hensley. When we constructed the new police station and added on to the central fire station there at Adams and Johnstone, council had set aside $50,000 to essentially relocate that memorial, do a new memorial. So it will not be utilizing the existing materials, but we're going to construct a new memorial there between the two buildings. It'll be kind of a small concrete pad area, plaza area, if you will, with some landscaping, some decomposed granite. It'll have a new granite monument that's in there that has a list of the names of all the law enforcement officers in actually Washington County and firefighters for Washington County who have given their lives and service and died in the line of duty. And so it's to honor those people. There will be some nice language on the front of the memorial. And it'll also include relocating the two flagpoles that we've got at the fire and police station now, and then adding a new taller flagpole in between for the American flag. So we'll have three flagpoles, nice granite monument, some lighting, and should be a nice project. So we got that actually getting ready to start this week. We're going to try to get that wrapped up. Again, we got a lot of deadlines here, but May 15th is the Law Enforcement Memorial Day. And we always have a service that day that the police puts on. So we're going to try to get that wrapped up by then. It's kind of a tight leash on that, but the contractor feels confident they can do that. And so we've got that one getting ready to start this week as well. How am I doing on time here, Terry?
You're doing really well.
Doing good?
Doing good. Doing really well.
And so really, that's kind of the project we've got going on in construction now, getting ready to start. We've got a whole bunch in the works. Terry mentioned,
I know you don't speak for the state of Oklahoma, but how's the Adams Boulevard project doing?
You know, it's going well. Actually, and I hope I don't put my foot in my mouth here, but I believe they are going to get traffic opened up this week. As far as it may not be a complete project, but my understanding is the state has said their target is this week to get that open in both directions, so we won't have to sneak past each other anymore. So hopefully that's the case. Hopefully I'm not lying to you guys out there, but that is my understanding that this week that will be open back up. So
okay, well, we'll be optimistic and not take it as gospel, but that's
there you go. Yeah, don't hold me to it. Can't hold me to it.
Yeah, well, right. And then kind of on the same vein, up on Adams by the community center, we're actually going to be removing that traffic control on either Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday, depending on the contractor for the traffic control. So that should be opened up this week as well. So hopefully if the state holds true with what they're forecasting, then all of Adams will be drivable and without any lane closures or any kind of detours that are on that road. So it'll be something, a welcome change, I'm sure, for everybody that travels that road.
That's City Matters on 1400 K1. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KW.